Welcome to the Airport Gardens Baptist Church Sunday morning services. This is Sunday, December 4, 1983. May the Lord bless as we worship Him on this beautiful Lord's Day. We trust you'll give Him an opportunity to work in your life as we fellowship together around the precious Word of God.
Say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant, though he be lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Let us go in prayer, please. Our gracious and heavenly Father, as we come to another day, a day of set aside that we can assemble ourselves here on this Sabbath day, not only a period of rest, but we can feed upon the special food that you have made so gracious to us. And Father, we pray for the ones around about us that's lost, the ones that lost loved ones, ones that's in trouble. We pray that they may have peace after we leave this world. And we pray for our nation, not only this nation, our country, but all nations, that they would come together and accept God's call for what we may have peace. And the Father, be the ones that lost loved ones, the ones that's in trouble, that's over their loved ones. We pray for the ones around about us that's still in darkness, haven't accepted thee. And we pray that if any one should be in this house of the Lord today, they will examine themselves and see if they're in shape to accept the Lord's timetable and God's map to the place where we would go and leave this sick and sinful world. We pray that each vessel will receive a blessing and be in the Lord's house this day. Go with us. Forgive us where we have failed. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen.
Joy to the world.
You know, Jesus was born almost 2,000 years ago of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem. What a city that is. The city of David. And it means house of bread. Camp Nathaniel built a new building 2 or 3 years ago. And it's the dining room and the kitchen. And they named it as they name every building over there, some name. Sometimes they're named after a country. Sometimes they're named after a city. And the dining room of Camp Nathaniel is named Bethlehem. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. He that followeth me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." God's wonderful bread came down to be born without an earthly father. I believe that as much as I'm standing behind this pulpit today, without the virgin birth, and that's what we're going to be speaking on today, without that, we do not have a Savior. This is called one of the cardinal doctrines of God's Word. I don't understand it, but I believe it as much as I believe I'm here today. It's a wonderful truth. It's called the miracle of the Incarnation. Jesus coming to take up His abode in the body of Mary, a virgin, and being born as a baby. So we could be tempted like as we're tempted, yet without sin. I'm glad we have a great high priest. We have an advocate who is Jesus Christ. And He is still living today. Some of them, when Jesus arose again, they spread the news that someone had come and stolen His body away. But no, He arose victorious. He was seen 40 days on this earth. 500 saw Him at one time. At the end of that 40 days, He went up back to His Father, and there He is today. And I'm glad we have a great high priest who can take care of us during the valley experiences of life. We want to remember in prayer today. Can you pray for Mrs. Sizemore and also Mrs. Jeanette Barker, Brother Tom's mother, who is in the Floyd County Memorial Hospital up in Indiana, and she's supposed to be coming home this week, right? Possibly. We need to pray for Ms. Eva Watts and her family today. I know that God's certainly able. Let's remember Debbie's dad also, Virgil Maggard. Let's remember him in prayer this week. Brother Jerry's dad. John and Lucy Talby. Anna Campbell down in North Carolina with her daughter. Let's remember Ms. Lane's people. I guess that's where she is this morning. George Kelly and Truby. Pray for our choir and young people as they practice and get ready for our two programs on the 18th and 25th. Let's pray for our nation. Two of our planes were shot down in Lebanon today, and they came on the news at 8 o'clock and mentioned that. One of our boys might have been captured. We're living in troubled times, friends, and I know this. The Prince of Peace is someday going to come. And this is when we'll have the swords beaten into plowshares and the spears will be beaten into pruning hooks. And there will be world peace on this earth when Jesus rules and reigns from Jerusalem. Let's look up to the Lord again in prayer. Father, we thank Thee and praise Your name today for loving us and caring for us. Lord, we lift up these people that we have mentioned. We also Thank the Lord today of Kathleen's brother, Norma. We pray for him today. And also Sandy's grandmother down here in the hospital, Nellie Stokes. Father, you know all about her. We thank Thee that You're able to supply every need that these have. We pray for those that are lost today, Father, who are physically ill. We know You're able to supply their needs, and may they look up to Thee for salvation. We, Lord, just dedicate this service to Your glory and Your honor today, and may Jesus truly be seen. In His name we pray. Amen. We're going to look today in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament, because without the Old Testament, we don't have the New Testament. I thank God for both parts of the Bible. All 66 books are inspired of the Lord. Genesis 1:1 is just as inspired as the last verse of Revelation. And we thank God for His Word today. 14 years ago today, first Sunday of December, 1969, I stood here and preached my first message. For to me to live is Christ. I know there's been a lot of water going under the bridge, as I'll say, in the last 14 years. We've gotten 14 years older. We've seen a lot of our church people going home to be with the Lord during these 14 years. Much has happened. But I know this, as much as I stood here 14 years ago, I still believe that God's Word has the answer. God's precious Word has the answer for the world problems. God's Word. I thank God for the virgin birth today. And over the manger in Bethlehem hung the shadow of the cross. Jesus was born to die. Born to die. 2 Corinthians 8:9 says it like this: For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich in heaven, yet for your sakes He became poor on the earth, that ye through His poverty might be rich. Romans chapter 10 says that the Lord is rich unto all that call upon Him. He's rich. And He was rich. He became poor, that we through His poverty might be rich. Jesus said to a man who asked Him one day, Where dwellest thou? You know what Jesus said? The foxes have holes. The birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay His head. The richest of the rich, my friend, was willing to become the poorest of the poor. Now, I don't know about you, but I appreciate this, don't you? What a price Jesus paid for our salvation. Isaiah 7:14 and Matthew 1:23 are two verses. One is prophecy, the other is fulfillment of that prophecy. Isaiah 7:14 says, Therefore the Lord Himself shall give you a sign, Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call His name Emmanuel. Matthew 1:23, the angel Gabriel is talking to Joseph here in Matthew chapter 1. And he quotes Isaiah 7:14. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call His name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. God with us. As I said a while ago, unless we have the virgin birth, we have no Savior. Jesus was perfect man and perfect God. God in the flesh. If you've seen me, Jesus said, you've seen the Father. In fact, Isaiah 9:6, one of the verses that we're learning, I hope you're learning them, for the adult Bible drill? Are you learning those verses? Isaiah 9:6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." What a God that we serve today. What a wonderful Savior that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when God drove Adam and Eve out of the garden, He placed a curse upon the land. You'll earn your bread by the sweat of your brow. He said to the woman, "You'll have pain in childbirth." In Genesis 3:15, God said this to the devil, who had deceived Adam and Eve, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Many, many years later, Jesus hung on a cross, the seed of the woman. I believe that, friends. Without the virgin birth, we have no Savior. God said this to the devil, to Satan, "It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." And Satan thought he had Jesus whipped when he hung on the cross. And for 3 days, no doubt, Satan jumped with glee. But friends, 3 days later, we know Jesus got out of that tomb. An angel came down and rolled that stone away, not to allow Jesus out, but to let us see, Brother Earl, that Jesus is alive. He's not in that tomb any longer. "I'll put enmity between thee and the woman." I've said many times that Jesus, God elevated womanhood, higher than many times ERA or anyone else can elevate womanhood, my friends. God said the seed of the woman shall bruise Satan's head. Isaiah 7:14, "The Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son." Thank God for this. Behold, a virgin. Years later, I think Isaiah was written about 760 years before Christ. Years later, there was a man by the name of Pilate who said to this same man who was born of a virgin, he said, "Behold the man." And I want you today, friend, to behold Jesus. Look to Him. Look to Him, friend, through the valley experiences of life. Look to the Lord. How did Jesus share our infirmities, this virgin-born Son of God? "He who is the bread of life began His ministry hungering. He who is the water of life ended His ministry thirsting. Christ hungered as man and fed the hungry as God. He was weary, and yet He is our rest. He paid tribute, and yet He is the King. He was called a devil, and yet He cast out devils. He prayed, and yet He hears prayer. He wept, and He dries our tears. He was sold for 30 pieces of silver, and yet redeems the world. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and He is the good shepherd. He died and gave His life, and by dying destroys death. Perfect God and perfect man. He today, friend, can still the troubled waters of our soul. And He said, one day, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest for your soul. The Bible says in John 1:14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Our Sunday school lesson a few Sundays ago talked about the two covenants. We have in the Bible, you know, the Old Testament or Old Covenant, and we have the New Testament or New Covenant. The Old Testament or Old Covenant happened at Mount Sinai, where God gave the Ten Commandments. And I thank God for the other covenant. It happened at another mountain called Mount Calvary. Golgotha, the place of a skull. Satan got victory in the Garden of Eden. But friend, in the Garden of Gethsemane one day, God, the Heavenly Father, and His Son there in the garden got the victory. I appreciate God's Word. The angel Gabriel came to a virgin in the little town of Nazareth in the first chapter of Luke. Turn with me over there, please, to Luke chapter 1, beginning with verse 26. Tonight we're going to be speaking on John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus. And that happened. His birth was predicted in the first 25 verses of Luke chapter 1. But in chapter 1 and verse 26 it says, And in the sixth month the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the next verse says, verse 28, And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Thou art blessed art thou among women. And the angel, the first three words he said to her, verse 30, The angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. Matthew 1:21, The angel Gabriel said, And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. The word Jesus means Savior. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And Mary said to the angel Gabriel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? I want to hurry along and say this, friends. Man did not have anything to do with the conception of Jesus. He had nothing to do. That was God. God did that. I don't understand it, but I believe it. The angel Gabriel went on and said, The power of the highest shall overshadow thee. And also that holy thing that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God, the virgin birth. And I love what Mary said. First of all, the angel Gabriel said to Mary in Luke 1:37, not for you all to memorize this, Luke 1:37. It's a short verse. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Isn't that a wonderful verse? With us, a lot of things are impossible. But with God, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said in verse 38, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. In Matthew chapter 1, Joseph was having problems. The husband to be of Mary He was having problems. And he was minded to put Mary away privately. In Matthew chapter 1, in verse 19. But you know, God worked it out. God is never, never, never late. God is on time. One of the verses Brother Sutton read for us in Galatians 4. It said, but when the fullness of the time was come, right on schedule, and the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come again for the church, right on schedule. I don't know when it's going to be, but I know this, the Lord is coming again. He said, if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself. God worked things out with Joseph. The angel Gabriel went to him and said, don't fear to take unto you yourself, Mary, your wife. And the Bible tells us in the last two verses of Matthew chapter 1, let me turn back to that just a moment. Matthew chapter 1, it says, verse 24, then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. The last word of Matthew chapter 1 is Jesus. What a man. I'm grateful today for the virgin-born Son of God. Here in Galatians 4, the last part of our message this morning, it says, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son. John 3:16, for God so loved you and me, the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him. That verse doesn't say whosoever does the best he can, or whosoever works his way to heaven. No, it says whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Is all your weight today on the Lord? I remember when I took my first airplane ride. I told you about that. I didn't put my whole weight down all the time I was up there flying down over Adams Construction and back up. I was just sitting there, a bundle of nerves. My friend, we need to rest all of our weight upon the Lord. Rest on Him. It says here that God sent forth His Son, made of a woman. Notice that, the virgin birth. Made of a woman. Made under the law to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. John 1:12 says, as many as received Him, to them gave He the right, the power, the authority to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It says in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 16, this backs up Galatians 4 verses 4 and 5. It says, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. I don't know a word of Greek, except Alpha and Omega, man. That's the first and last letter of the Greek alphabet. But they tell us, Matthew 1 and verse 16, of whom is the feminine gender, or it's referring back to Mary, not Joseph. Of whom? Mary. was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Behold a virgin. I want you to look today to Jesus. I'd like for you this morning to answer the question that Pilate asked in the judgment hall. Pilate said, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" You can't get rid of him. You might not have come to the Lord's house today to make a decision. I trust you did. You make one decision or the other today. What shall I do with Jesus, which is called Christ? He said in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice and do what? Open the door. I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." Friends, if you have never supped with Jesus, you've got a lot to look forward to. Because Jesus stands ready to give you the cup of salvation today. He'll come into your life, into your home. It'll never be the same again. I know our loved ones who are physically ill today. They need our prayers. But you know what? I almost envy them. I almost envy your mother, Brother Ty. She's almost home. And Brother Earl's mother-in-law, almost home. But we don't know. I may even go before anyone else here in this room goes. Brother Tom and I were talking Thursday night. The greatest thing in this world is to know the Lord. To know Him. And know, no matter what happens, that you're all right. You know Him. Whom to know is eternal life. Paul said in Philippians 3:10, "That I may know Him." That I may know Him. Do you know Him? Paul said, "I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day." The Lord will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He's right there to lean on. We're going to stand to sing our song of invitation today, which is 349. This says, "All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give." He wants to come into your life. Christians, He wants to be a greater part of our life. As we stand to sing 349, "I surrender all."
in prayer. If I could, I would save everyone here. Only the Lord can do that. Witnessing is telling the good news and the power of the Holy Spirit and leaving the results with God. God is the only one who can save you as you put your faith and trust in the Lord, His Son. Father, we thank Thee today for Your love. Lord, we know that You love us better than we love ourselves. You sent Your Son to die upon the cross for our sins. Father, right now we pray that as we sing this last stanza that some precious boy or girl, man or woman would come to know Thee and let it be known by confessing Thee before men. Thank Thee, Father, for all that You have done for us. We thank Thee for this service that we've experienced today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The last stanza, please.